This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. A procedural hearing has pulled back the curtain on a case that combines the dark side of internet fame with truly gruesome acts of violence. We're learning more details about what happened to Celeste Rivas Hernandez, allegedly at the hands of singer David. A prosecutor alleged in court Thursday that 21-year-old David Anthony Burke had a massive trove of child sex abuse material on his phone. Burke is currently facing charges of murder, continuous sexual abuse of a child under the age of 14, and the unlawful mutilation of human remains in connection with the death of 14-year-old Celeste Rivas Hernandez. Burke appeared before Judge Charlene Olmedo wearing an orange jumpsuit. Witnesses in the courtroom say he appeared strangely detached, intermittently nodding and bobbing his head as the proceedings began. The scale of this investigation is staggering. Deputy District Attorney Beth Silverman revealed that the prosecution is currently processing roughly 40 terabytes of evidence. It was during this discussion of discovery that Silverman dropped the bombshell allegation. Burke's phone contained what she described as a significant amount of child pornography. Despite the weight of the accusation, Burke reportedly showed no visible reaction, staring straight ahead as the words echoed through the courtroom. The timing of this hearing is particularly somber, as yesterday marked exactly 1 year since the date prosecutors believe Burke killed the young girl. Celeste's dismembered remains were eventually discovered in September 2025, hidden in the trunk of Burke's impounded Tesla in the Hollywood Hills. This week, her autopsy findings were finally unsealed, painting a horrific picture of her final moments. The medical examiner ruled the death a homicide caused by multiple penetrating injuries, specifically noting two wounds to the torso, one that damaged her liver and another that fractured her ribs. The motive, according to District Attorney Nathan Hotchman, was silence. Hotchman alleges that Celeste was actually a witness to a separate investigation into Burke's alleged sexual misconduct.
In this particular case, as the evidence will come out in court, the witness to the investigation was Celeste. And the investigation was into the lewd and lascivious sexual acts committed by Mr. Burke that is the subject of count two of this complaint. With Celeste while she was under 14 years old.
According to the DA, Burke feared his lucrative music career would vanish if Celeste went to the authorities.
This murder was committed for financial gain. As the evidence will show in court, the financial gain was for Mr. Burke to maintain his very lucrative musical career that Celeste was threatening.
Investigators believe Burke kept Celeste's body for over a week before dismembering her and placing her in the Tesla. Following his arrest, Celeste's parents, Jesus Rivas and Mercedes Martinez, revealed a heartbreaking statement through their attorney, Patrick Steinfeld. They described Celeste as a beautiful girl who loved to sing and dance, noting that every Friday night was family movie night. Quote, "All we want is justice for Celeste." Burke has pleaded not guilty and remains held without bail. Because of the special circumstances surrounding the murder, he faces a maximum sentence of life without parole or even the death penalty, though the DA's office has not yet decided if they will seek the latter. An evidence hearing is set for April 29th, followed by a preliminary hearing on May 1st. More crime and justice news after this. In Chicago, the parents of 18-year-old Sheridan Gorman are breaking their silence after their daughter, a Loyola University freshman, was gunned down last month. Sheridan was a bright student with her whole life ahead of her until a walk to see the Northern Lights turned into a nightmare. Her parents recently appeared on CBS Mornings, and the raw pain of their loss was palpable.
No one should have to deal with the police coming to your door at 6 a.m., falling to your knees when you hear the news that no parent should ever hear.
There's nothing that prepares you for going to the medical examiner's office and filling out the paperwork. Your hand is trembling, and then you have to go identify your daughter's body. And they ask you if you're ready, and nothing makes you ready for that.
It was around 1:30 a.m. on March 19th when Sheridan and her friends were walking along the Lake Michigan Pier. They were only a block and a half from campus when they were approached by a masked gunman. Sheridan's quick thinking likely saved her friends' lives, but it cost her own.
He, moved towards her threateningly. She turned around and she warned her friends that there was a man with a gun and you need to run, and they ran. She ran. She made it like
40 feet.
But she made it like 40 feet and he shot her in the back. Came out her neck.
Police arrested 26-year-old Jose Medina for the murder. Medina is a Venezuelan national who entered the country illegally in 2023. His defense attorney, Julie Kohler, claims Medina suffered a brain injury in 2018 that left him with the mental capacity of a child. Sheridan's parents, however, flatly reject that excuse.
He had the mental capacity and the wherewithal to buy a gun, to have a mask on, and to be waiting. The mask was on, and he had a gun pointed at my daughter when she passed
him. A child does not do that.
A man does not
shoot a retreating child in the back.
Records show Medina was apprehended and released by Border Patrol in May 2023, then arrested for shoplifting a month later and released again. He was a fugitive at the time of the shooting after skipping a court hearing. Sheridan's mother, Jessica, says she will never rest until there is accountability for the policies that allowed her daughter's killer to remain on the streets. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to tune in tomorrow on your favorite podcast app. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.